90.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live from Studio 2A. I am Dr. Dan, and I'm here with Juarez. How's it going?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Give me a moment. I'm going to take out my hearing protection.
Nice.
And it's not that I don't like what I'm hearing. It's just that it's pretty intense in here.
Yeah. We even scaled down our amps to bring it in here tonight.
Well, I just want to give everyone a visual as to what I see here. You know, Studio 2A is not a real, real big studio. We have four band members. We have Scotty here doing some video. I'm sitting down here. And, of course, Duncan's behind the glass. Thank you so much, Duncan, for doing the hard work you do.
Thanks, Duncan. Yeah.
This is Juarez. Why don't you introduce the band?
Okay, my name is Dana Fair, and I play guitar and sing. To my left is Tom Beach. He plays guitar. Then to the left of him is John Munger, Johnny. He plays bass and does backup vocals, and Mike Sanger is behind the drums.
And you've got the lights down in here. It's quite a mood you have going. I like it.
I like it, too. It's just happenstance.
Yeah.
You know, go for it.
Yeah. No, it's great.
But, yeah, I like it.
Just give everyone, you know, again, that visual of a full-on rock band with I don't think I've ever seen speakers this big in here before.
Yeah.
Is that one, that's yours right there?
That's Johnny's bass.
Oh, my. Yeah. No, we've got a speaker here that is over 5 feet high. And of course, that's the bass, right? The bass speaker.
Yeah.
Full drum kit and two very, very large amps. One high watt. What's that time you're running there?
5150.
It's 5150. Yeah, 5150. Now, I don't know. Well, you'd think I'd know a lot about music, but this is the way I described your music, and I want you to criticize it or tell me if I'm at all close. Shoegaze, trance, heavy metal, rock.
That's, I mean, that's pretty sweet. We have all, yeah, I think we have all four of those. And I mean, I consider us a heavy rock band, but at times we get a little heavier than that, and at times we get a little lighter than that. So I guess it's all in there, you know.
So when I say shoegaze, what does that mean to you?
Shoegaze to me, is just like, it's hard to put a finger on it. It's something like a lot of melody, drony melody to me. That's
right.
What shoegaze.
I think of usually guys with long hair looking down at their shoes playing their electric guitar.
Yeah
I think
yeah.
of Chucks.
Chucks.
Chuck Taylors, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just think of like drony melodic. Trancy, stuff
and that's
that,
where I got the trance from. Is
yeah.
that there's a lot of repetition and just boom, boom. It just puts you into this other place.
The first two songs we played tonight are less of that. It was more of our punchier stuff, and then we have our other songs we'll be playing later have a little bit more of that stuff.
Okay, so I'm here with Juarez. You have a new CD coming out. Is that right?
No, not a new CD. We have a split 10-inch vinyl coming out.
A split 10-inch vinyl.
With Junius from Boston.
Ah.
We're recording for that. So what we'll probably do is, you know, release that. We might do a digital-only EP for download with the other songs we have recorded during that session for that record.
And when is your next gig?
Next gig is Saturday.
Vaudeville.
Right? Vaudeville.
Yeah.
For Dapper Customer Appreciation Party.
Okay.
And then our next gig after that is with These Arms Are Snakes and Day, Month, Year at Plush. And that'll be our last show for a little while because I'm going to go on hiatus. My baby's going to be born. And
congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. Hi, Lisa and baby Cadence. It's not born yet.
Hey, let's listen to some more tunes. What, we get maybe two more and then we'll talk again?
Sure. What do you guys want to do?
Let's do Old River, man.
Old River. All right. This Old River, Dry River. This is the song that's actually going to be on the 10-inch split with Junius.
It's the hit in Europe.
We're huge in Thailand.
Live in Studio 2A. We'll be right back.
Dead air. Thank you all for listening tonight. We have merch in our van if you want to come down to KXCI.
No, Nelson is going to break in.
I mean, you don't want it anyway.
We have musical equipment in our van.
Hi, Lisa Warman. Let's say hi to Lisa Warman, actually, as well.
Mike wants to say hi to his Lisa. And we're almost off here. Here we go. This one's called Ghosts in the Room.
Yeah.
live from Studio 2A. This is Locals Only on KXCI 91.3. And I am Dr. Dan. Again, pulling out my hearing protection here. I love it.
Thanks.
It's great. Really, really great. And I'm not the only one. I mean, how long have you guys been around as a band?
I started writing these songs when I first moved here to Tucson about 3 years ago. About a year after that, I found Johnny and Mike, and they expressed interest in wanting to play. And we went through some lineup changes and alterations. Mike was playing guitar actually at first, and then he ended up being back on drums, which is a really good move. I think it really helped this band move along.
Yeah, and, sounds good.
And then Tom came in later. Mm-hmm. So maybe with this lineup, like a little over a year and a half, maybe a year and a half? Year?
No, I think we're about a year now.
Year?
Almost, in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was at your first gig. Was that the one at Plush?
It was our second. Our first gig was Living Room the night before.
Right. I did not go to that.
We'll count it, though.
Yeah, we'll count it.
Okay, good. Yeah. You know, I was impressed right away, and in fact, you guys have gotten better.
It was good
from the beginning. There's a lot to say. First of all, I like that there are themes. You know, like that one. You know, you keep repeating that over and over and over again, mm-hmm. And then you deviate from it and do something else for a while, then you come back to that. Mm-hmm. And if you think of music as that musical phrase, as an idea, you know, you express it, and then you do something else, then you come back and you say it again. And I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's good composition.
Thanks. I mean, that song, the one we just played, took probably the longest to write out of all our songs. We just couldn't. We were hammering away at it for months. It was... The arrangements were all different, like permutations of that. Finally, settled on something, and yeah, it was a struggle though, that one. Mm-hmm. But some of our songs come quick, some take a long time. But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then of course you go back to that just throbbing, pounding, do 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 do, do 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 do. You know, yeah. And that's great. I love that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's gonna get a little neck bobbing in there.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a little bit of a bangover from San Diego, like headbanging from the show. Like, if I don't stretch properly, I end up stressing my spine and neck muscles. It's pretty fun.
Because you're sitting there bobbing your head back.
Yeah, really hard, too. Like, my wife says that sometimes it looks like it really hurts, but it doesn't hurt until about 2 days later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So let's remind everyone that we're here live in Studio 2A. This is KXCI. I'm here with Juarez, and you have a new recording coming out.
Yes, we do. Hopefully, right now, Junius is recording their side. They're almost finished with it. Then they're sending us the tracks out to mix. I'm going to mix it at Tom and I's studio, Ultraviolet. And as soon as it's in the mail, we're going to start the artwork process. And again, it's going to be a couple months yet. I assume, about 2 months.
How did you meet Junius?
Oh, man. Long time ago. Johnny met him a long time ago in L.A. I met them in Austin, my old band, when I lived there, played with them, and we just hit it off right away, became good friends.
Uh-huh. They're amazing.
Amazing band, yeah, definitely.
I like this collaboration with bands from other cities. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's actually coming out on a label.
Oh yeah, we gotta give a shout out.
So, yeah, actually. Alan at Us Two Records is putting it out.
From Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Uh huh. Now, how much more music do you have for tonight, approximately?
We have a few more songs if you want. Whatever.
Okay. Well, we have 21 minutes left or so in the rest of the hour.
Okay.
Is that gonna fill up? That music gonna fill up that time?
Just probably about 10 minutes max of music left, because morning.
You know. We have morning after and what?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do two more songs. Okay. We'll talk briefly, and then we'll take it into the end of the hour.
Sure.
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Want to do Secrets first?
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
And then the interlude. And then
yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Juarez, live in Studio 2A, KXCI 91.3. I'm Dr. Dan. Yeah, that's great.
I got spit all over the SM7. Oop, hang on. No more delay.
Okay. No more delay. Well, I have a lot of questions. First of all, just logistics. We have one more song left?
No, that's it.
That's it?
All we had prepared.
Yeah. Okay, that's no problem. I need to know for how we work things.
Sure.
We still have another 8 or 9 minutes left. Of course, it's all live, and a lot of times we don't plan this out, perfectly.
Yeah.
And that's good. I kind of like it that way, just kind of like we're in someone's garage here.
It feels like practice.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Except I can hear better.
Our sound here is very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's actually appropriate just to talk briefly about what you do at Plush.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been a live and recording sound engineer for about 15 years, and I do sound at Plush. It's my night gig, and I record at our studio during the day, and play music in between.
And there's one more thing you do, and that is sometimes you're hired as the sound man for a touring band.
I do that. Not as much lately, because I've been wanting to get this band on up and running.
Which is good for Tucson.
Oh, thanks. And also, it's just I want to start a family as well with my wife. So.
And you are.
Yeah, and I'm doing it. So, if I'm going to spend time away from my family, I want it to be for an endeavor that I'm a part of.
Well, I just mention it because I think it's good for people to know. And some of the bands that you've toured with are really top-notch bands.
Yeah. Good stuff. I've toured with Pelican, These Aren't Just Snakes, Russian Circles, Mono, Torch, Yaesu, a lot of really good stuff.
And that's exactly why I brought this up, is that you have the opportunity, both at Plush, mm-hmm. And also through the work that you've done as a touring sound man, to hear just an incredible range of influence of sounds,
sure.
of bands, of different things.
Yeah.
And it comes through in your music.
Good. I'm glad. I'm hoping it does. Like, it can go one of two ways. Either you hear too much and you can't focus on something, or you hear a lot and it works out properly the way it should, Yeah.
Well, to my ear, and I haven't heard a lot of the heavier stuff, but it has an original sound.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'd agree. I think we definitely have our own little flair. That
a certain je ne sais quoi.
I think it's safe to say a lot of us have a vast palette of influences. So
you have a lot of you have a vast palette of influences. I just want to make sure everyone can hear, because I'm not sure if we can pick it up.
It's pretty safe to say we all listen to different types of music, so that definitely comes through, I think, even though it's kind of linear, but,
So the songwriting is a collaborative effort?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, usually what happens is Dana will come with something I'll work something out with Mike's happened a couple times or something, or, anything happens and, we'll bring in a riff and beat our head against the wall with it for, a month, or less. The first song we played, or the second song we played, is actually wrote itself in like 2 days.
It's probably the quickest song we ever wrote.
Yeah.
All four of us definitely collectively produce the final product, and
so it's a team effort. All four of you,
for sure,
without a doubt,
produce the songs.
Yeah,
we're really lucky too. We got two awesome producers right here. These guys, they record. Tom's an awesome engineer, and Dana's been recording bands for forever. I think before you were a sound guy, right?
Before I was a live sound engineer, I was a recording engineer.
Yeah. We're lucky we can just immediately put stuff down if we want and try stuff out. It's a really good situation to write.
There's another thing I wanted to point out, because we talked about a lot of the influences of bands that are not necessarily from Tucson, but you have some influences of bands that are from Tucson here too.
Yeah, sure.
I just was curious what are just a few of the names of some of the bands that you've played in?
We've played
locally.
In?
Yeah, local bands.
I don't know. Mike and I have been playing together for a couple of years. We played in a couple smaller indie-type bands, indie electronic stuff. The last one we were in together was
Milk Blood.
Yeah. And then we were in...
Dead Western Plains is another project we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And this other project called Sleep Study as well.
Yeah.
You guys played in Bark, Bark, Bark as well.
Yeah, we're trying to hide that.
Too bad. I just for the whole world now. And Tom played in Chango Malo and Manifold.
Exactly. Some really top-notch local bands throughout the years. So there are those experiences that come through in what you're doing now.
Yeah, I think when I moved here too, Tucson as a place really inspired me.
How is that?
It's just such a Martian landscape compared to what I'm used to. Learning about all the new wildlife and plants and just being in the desert really alters the consciousness a bit.
I think the sunsets too. I know that sounds really sappy.
I mean, that's part of it. Yeah.
But I mean, really, the sky here had that effect on me. What he's talking about.
Yeah,
for sure.
My girlfriend stepped on a snake.
That influenced me to go to the doctor.
Yeah, a lot.
No, I just think the desert is, here, especially the Sonoran Desert, is so unique,
Well, I think a place does bring out a certain sound. You think of the sound from Seattle, for instance, mm-hmm. where often it's rather gray and drizzly, mm-hmm. and they definitely had a sound that was kind of gray and drizzly, which I love, but it definitely, they definitely developed their own sound, and I think over time in Tucson we're developing our own sound.
Sure, sure. There's such an array of different music, too, though. I mean, the desert has a lot of ways to influence people differently. People can take the Mexican culture and adopt that. Some people can just take the shamanistic feeling of desert life and go off on that. Or, there's so many different ways to use this surroundings for what you need.
Well, and there's this genre they call desert rock, whatever that means, that had a certain, sound, and you're not doing desert rock, whatever that sound is. You're not doing that. But, the desert does bring out some certain things.
Also, Queens of the Stone Age was considered desert rock, and I think we have more in common with that side of it than we would a Tucson desert rock style, Sand Ruby stuff. And although that stuff's great, but we're more into the raw, heavy stuff, definitely, for this band.
Yeah. Well, this is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. This is the band Juarez. And let's just remind folks when they can hear you next.
Okay, I'm coming out Saturday at Vaudeville, next Saturday. Dapper Customer Appreciation Party.
Should be really good.
Yeah. So that's this upcoming Saturday
on the 19th?
Saturday. Okay.
Is it the 19th?
The 19th, okay.
And then after that, October 9th at Plush with These Arms Are Snakes. And
wow, that'll be a great.
That's going to be a great show.
Bring a helmet.
Really excited. bring a mouthpiece.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in live on Locals Only.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll see you around.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go straight over to the hub now. Okay.